Well, the clock is counting right down to 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time when in Brazil it is do or die, one and done, all or nothing. And any other sports cliche you can think of to describe the World Cup match between Team USA and Belgium, and Team USA, the underdog in this case. Joining us for a preview is Doug Trebeau from NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Jeremy.
So remind us, what is the difference between this round, first of all, the round of 16 of the World Cup, and the previous group round in which a team can lose, as the U.S. did, and then still advance?
Take all the complicated math, take all the scoring and goal differentials, and throw that in the garbage can. Now it's do or die. You win. You advance, you lose, you're out of the tournament. Simple. The round here will involve some overtime. So if they play to a draw in the first 90 minutes, then they'll play two overtime periods of 15 minutes each, and they play those through regardless of the scoring. If one team scores three goals in overtime, keep playing until the 30 minutes are up, and then they win. But if they're still tied after those two 15-minute overtimes, then it goes to penalty kicks, and that resolves.
And
it.
We've seen a lot of penalty kicks in this World Cup.
We've seen a couple of really heartbreaking losses. It's a tough way to go out. A lot of fans have mixed feelings about it. You know, you've played all this soccer, and then it comes down to sort of a skill exercise, and Greece went out on that, for example.
Well, let's talk about the soccer that they will be playing today. The U.S. coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, says the team is going to need to come out attacking today. Is that the right strategy?
Well, they definitely need to generate some more offense. They were outshot by their opponents in the three group round matches, 54-27. So they're just not getting as many shots on goal. You got to shoot to score. And they were one of the worst attacking teams, second to last in the number of sort of offensive attacks. They need to give themselves more chances to put the ball in the net.
What about the team from Belgium?
The Belgian team has a lot of talent. It's a deep team. They have 12 roster members who play in the English Premier League, which is one of the most elite European leagues. So they are deep, they're young, they're talented, and they played very well in the opening round, but the U.S. was in a tougher group.
And the goalies, as we've seen over and over again, can become the most important part of the game, or crucial at least, especially when you get to those penalty kicks, by the way, when the goalie is there time after time trying to block those balls from going in. But what about the goalies in this case?
This is going to be a stellar show between these two. Thibaut Courtois for Belgium only allowed one goal in their three opening round matches. And Tim Howard was great. He only allowed four goals, but again, they were up against tough competition. He held Germany to one goal. This should be a real showcase of great World Cup goaltending.
What about the ref? The U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann has been making a lot out of the fact that the ref for this match is from Algeria. Why is that such a big deal?
Well, he says that because he's from Algeria and speaks French, he'll be able to communicate better with the Belgian players than with the U.S. players. Klinsmann also famously said before this tournament that there was no way they could win. So I think he's the master of distraction in the public eye. Take some attention away from the team and bring something else up.
By the way, I'm noticing as I listen to you speak, Doug, that you would never make it as a soccer announcer because they're all British. Even on the U.S. networks, they're
right.
All British.
Yeah, I think the English Premiership is such a dominant force they've got sort of the inroad there. I don't think I'd cut it.
And there have been, you know, we've talked about watching these games, but there are a lot of Americans that are going to be tuning in today at 4 o'clock.
This is a huge thing. I mean, to get to this round, it's the first time since 2002. There are so many other countries that are on the outside looking in, wishing they were in the U.S. shoes. Just to have the chance to advance here is a huge deal, and the interest is at its peak.
By the way, you guys are going to jump in here. We have a letter from a listener in Pittsburgh, Joe Resnick, who's a math teacher at the Community College of Allegheny County. And he says, please stop making it seem as if it's too hard for Americans to do the math of World Cup. We can add to 10, he says.
10? They never score past one or two.
I want to note one thing. You know it's serious. Today's game's serious because Waffle House has called for a ban on Belgian waffles. One day only.
Doug Trebeau from Only a Game. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.